Good morning, everyone. I have to apologize. When I submit this abstract, I said I'm going to assess this Winner Circle program as an organizational change intervention. But then I realized that to be able to fully understand this Winner Circle program, we have to take one step back and look at how this program being adopted and implemented by the community colleges. So today, we're going to look at the adoption and implementation of Winner Circle program to help employees lose weight. I'm going to share the brief rationale for the CDC Weight to Health Research Study, which Laura is the PI of this study, and describe the intervention components and the adoption and implementation of this Winner Circle program. Just to briefly share the background, obesity is now recognized as the major public health problem in U.S. that causes a variety of diseases, including diabetes, cardiovascular disease. This disease presents a huge burden of harm and cost to both individuals and healthcare. The latest prevalence and the trends in obesity data show that in 2007 to 2008, 68% of U.S. adults were overweight, of whom 34% were obese. So because more than two-thirds of the U.S. adults over age 18 are employed, so worksite-based weight loss interventions are needed. Worksites are places where effectiveness of increasing access to healthy food has been demonstrated. Access to healthy food options can improve eating behaviors. Also, CDC has investigated heavily in efforts to increase environmental and policy level changes to support health behaviors. So more information is needed to understand adoption and implementation of this program at the organizational level. Worksite health promotion activities aiming at nutrition, physical activity, or both to reduce body weight and the BMI often focus on individual behaviors rather than the environmental change. So that's one research gap we need to fill up. Majority of environmental policy change programs use the behavior informational strategies plus environmental policy components. So they use all the strategies available to them. So it was very difficult to contrast the program components with respect to effectiveness. CDC Weight to Health Study is a three-year group randomized control trial funded by CDC. We enrolled 1,004 overweight and obese employees from 17 North Carolina community colleges and then randomized them into three intervention groups. The Winner Circle group, WC group, only received the Winner Circle program. WC plus WEB group received both Winner Circle program and web-based weight loss program. WC plus WEB plus I group received all three intervention components, including Winner Circle program, web-based weight loss program, and the cash incentives for weight loss. I'm going to talk about each intervention component later. Briefly talk about the study design. 34 out of 59 community colleges in North Carolina were interested and eligible to participate. 17 were selected, others were waitlisted. Participants were recruited through a variety of methods, including emails, flyers, posters, campus newsletter. Eligibility criteria include being at least 18 years of age, working at participating community colleges, and having a BMI greater than 25. After the participant enrolled, the 17 campuses were randomized into three intervention groups I just talked about. And we conducted follow-up at 3, 6, and 12 months. So Winner Circle Dining Program, all 17 community colleges received initial training in Winner Circle Program. Because it was delivered to all the three intervention groups, so a natural experiment exists. So even as in the context of a randomized control trial, to be able to evaluate this Winner Circle program, it is a natural experiment, not a randomized control trial. The program components, including identify and promote healthy food options, educate customers about the benefit of choosing
healthy food and increase access to healthy food in cafeteria and vending. Environment scans and the campus contact survey were completed at baseline 3, 6, and 12 months. So it's longitudinal study. We look at longitudinal data. And those data are our process data as well as outcome data. So we look at the level of implementation of this program from two different indicators. One is the education and labeling. It's a 7-item index. Another one is access to healthy food. In the next slide, I'll be able to show you. Here is the implementation of Winner Circle program. It includes placement of Winner Circle stickers on food which meets specific dietary criteria in vending machines or in the cafeteria, promotion of healthy food options, and increasing access to healthy food. Here's the actual items on the education and labeling index, looking at the posters, labels of Winner Circle program. The next slide is the access to healthy food index for implementation of Winner Circle, looking at the access to healthy food. employees in the WC plus WEB and the WC plus WEB plus I groups received a proven web-based weight loss program. Weight loss information and behavioral strategies are offered weekly over 12 months. Only WC plus WEB plus I group received a $5 payout for every 1% of weight loss at time of follow-up, compared with their baseline weight. For example, Sally weighed 200 pounds at baseline. At 3 months, he lose 5% weight loss, he'll get $25. Our final result paper is in preparation. On average, a participant weighed 200 pounds at baseline, and the mean age was 46. So here's the final result. As you can see, the Winner Circle group stayed quite stable over 12 months, where WC plus WEB group and the WC plus WPI is WC plus WEB plus I group, both significantly lose weight more than the control group. Mm-hmm. So the two individually focused intervention has shown significant effect on the employees' weight change. But our question remains that whether the Winner Circle program had any effects on the employees' behavior and the weight loss. So our research question is to what extent community college adopt and implement this program, and what kind of technical and system they used, and are they helpful? This slide shows the implementation of Winner Circle program. Over time, it increased, and the majority of the community college implement at least some part of the Winner Circle program. This is the two indicator of implementation of the Winner Circle program from the environmental scan data. As you can see, they stay in a pretty low level, but over time they increased. But those measures we still refine those measures, so the measures are under development. Because we want to get better measures to capture the implementation of Winner Circle program. Most campus use the Way to Health, utilize the service provided by Way to Health project staff, but other resources have been underutilized. Community colleges use the science of posters in cafeteria and vendings, campus-wide emails and articles in campus newsletters to promote the Winner Circle program among employees on campus. The top three barriers to implement the Winner Circle program are this program is not seen as a priority for the vendors, no time available for staff to implement, and it's not seen as a priority for the employees either. But majority of community colleges believe this program will help their employees making healthy food choice and lose weight. The strength of this study is framed to use principles of a socio-ecological framework to understand this intervention from an ecological perspective and to gain substantive knowledge of adoption and implementation of the organizational change interventions in community colleges. And we use the mixed method to integrate longitudinal process and outcome data to evaluate. Limitation is a natural experiment, so it poses methodological challenges on monitoring and assessing the effect of this program. Also, it's very difficult to distinguish how much healthy foods the employee eat in the cafeteria on campus versus at home or outside the workplace. As potential measurement error exists in the two measures I mentioned, we are refining those measures. So overall, most community colleges implement at least some part of this program, and the implementation of this program increased over time, but at a relatively low level. The campus need more support than was available in order to fully implement this program. The perceived helpfulness of this program was very high, from 85% to 90%. Next, we're going to distinguish the extent to which the success in employees' weight loss is due to an environmental change at work or due to individually focused interventions, and to determine the extent to which implementation, the winner circle experience, changed in health eating behaviors or weight change among overweight and obese employees over time. So we're going to look at the multi-level analysis, the organizational change influence the individual's behavior and the weight using a hierarchical linear model. That's our plan. So thank you very much.